If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Representative Mike Quigley's district. Mike is in the 5th District, and it literally runs from parts of Chicago to Lake Zurich to Hoffman Estates. It's kind of wild. I'm guessing you're rooting for the Cubs today, Mike. Are you? Or
the street, and I started becoming a Cub fan in 69, so I learned crushing defeat at an early age.
Yeah. I was
there in 69, 84, 89, 98. I was about 20 feet from Bartman, but I was also in Cleveland when they won finally. So there is karma in the universe.
Lisa, last time I saw Congressman Quigley, he almost ran me over with his bike just outside Wrigley Field.
Trying to get to a game.
It was an accident, honest.
How are you today, Mike?
You know, it's a tough time. I've been crisscrossing the city trying to figure out exactly how the shutdown and what's happening with ICE and the National Guard coming in and are affecting. And you get everything from businesses who are losing their workers to businesses losing customers because people are afraid to come in. Food pantries where the crowds, the lines are shorter and they're afraid to feed their families. Pediatricians who tell me they're parents are afraid to bring the kids in for vaccinations, homeless shelters where people are afraid to go. And it's a scary time, and we're trying to make sense of it, trying to help people know what their rights are and to lead us out of this.
Yeah. In fact, you just had a meeting about that the other night, didn't you?
Yeah, we've had a series of meetings about this, and we're going to continue to do it. This is the strangest shutdown I've ever been in. Usually we're in D.C., but the House is not in session. So much for the ability to negotiate. So what we're left to do is to try to help people. And my service office is inundated with additional calls because of obvious need. Unfortunately, there's often no one to call because of the shutdown.
Right.
So for some, it's a seeming delay or inconvenience, but as this goes on, we're starting to see a more dramatic impact of the shutdown, and that is the slowdown at our nation's airports.
Yeah, yeah, and that is a concern to everyone. I had read, it's a much longer quote, but it starts out with, "I love this city. It's the greatest city in the world." And I love that because I love this city as well. The big question is, do you want to be the mayor of this city?
You know, it's hard to not look at the city and be concerned and like to think that you could help solve its problems. But as I look at it today, I'm dealing with a shutdown and the effects of ICE raids and masked people throwing women to the ground, taking parents from kids. Today I'm going to focus on that part of it. I'd love to come back and talk about our future. Just for today, respectfully, I've got to focus on what's happening to my friends, my neighbors, and people across the city and how we address this.
Congressman, for the Republicans, it used to be the Secretary of State's office was the stepping stone to the governor's mansion, and now here you are. You replaced Rahm Emanuel. Maybe your district is the stepping stone to City Hall.
You know, I've heard about these cradles. Chuy Garcia and Danny Davis remind me that the county board's the cradle of Congress.
There you go, yeah.
So for those of you, you know, I will say this. When I was in the special election, I think there were 23 people in the race altogether, and you see in these open seats just how many people willing to do this. I got to hand it to them. This isn't the time that is, you know, the best of times when you think of the glory of being a member of Congress. So I salute them, but I do wonder if their decision would be the same after a 20-hour committee markup that passes a bill that will never become law.
I know you don't want to talk about it. It's Bertrand, by the way.
Sure.
Yeah.
He knows what's coming.
That you were reporting when I was the no lights in Wrigley Field
yeah.
guy. So we go back.
I go back to when the congressman was an aldermanic aide. In the mid-80s. But so look, I mean, it's pretty obvious you're looking around and you're considering the possibilities. And it's a tough time to distinguish yourself from fellow party members because you need to show unity, right? I mean, that's got to be a tough rope to walk.
Yeah, look, it's always a tough road to walk, but we've seen to make it through. You know, you've seen for decades primaries that are brutal and people are calling each other out, and then there's a time for unity. I think what we saw the other day was unity with different press events or different events in the communities where people we don't always agree with are united that what we're seeing the federal government do here isn't keeping us safe, and facing what I see is an extraordinary autocratic movement by this president. And I know it always sounds hyperbolic to say things like that, but it's hard to look at this and not see the weaponization of the Federal Communications Commission, the Justice Department. I'll say this. I don't think I've ever imagined I would hear a president say that American cities should be used as, quote, training grounds for the U.S. military to fight the enemy from within. So if you can't be unified about your concerns for the President of the United States saying that, then there's never going to be unity. So I'm not a part of an organized political party. I'm a Democrat, but there's times we do come together.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. When you do want to make an announcement, we're here and we'll pick up the phone.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Representative Mike Quigley, the 5th District.